Lauren Uran is here. We have so much to get to on this program today. And you know what? That enrollment period, March, is just about here, and the end of the month will be here before you know it. So get ready. We've got a lot of information to give you, but the best way to set up an appointment with them, where there is never a charge for their services, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6335. And as always, we have representatives standing by until noon. So we have a lot to get to, but the month of March is just about here, the Ides of March, if you will. And Lauren, it'll be over before you know it. So people need to act, do they not?
That is correct, Rob. And you are not joking about how quickly it came. I felt like January took a little bit of time, but February, I'm like, I blinked and we're in March. So, but last week, you know, Sean opened up the enrollment period last week explaining, you know, its difference from the annual enrollment period. So OEP, what we're in right now through March 31st, is where, again, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you can look at other like Medicare Advantage plans and make that one-time change throughout the open enrollment period. Or again, you know, go back to prescription drug plan and maybe add a Medicare supplement. So there's options for movement out there, which, you know, for as long as I've been doing this, OEP was in, you know, OEP was a enrollment period, and then they took it away. So it was gone for a good amount of time, and they just brought it back a couple of years ago. So again, it just gives us that extra opportunity to take a look at your coverage and see what's working for you. So today we're going to talk about in detail, actually, some clients we were able to assist throughout the open enrollment period between getting extra benefits that they missed or just even helping people access the benefits they already have and didn't really know were out there. So before we dive deep into that, let's have some fun, right? So this year, today we're going to go over this year in 1980. So for someone turning 65 this year, you would have been 22 years old in 1980. So hopefully that's bringing back some good memories, right? February 22nd, the Miracle on Ice takes place as the U.S. hockey team defeated the Soviets in Lake Placid.
Do you believe in miracles?
Right. On their way to the gold medal, right? This is dubbed as one of the greatest upsets in sports, and this event turned into a great movie of recent years starring the story of Herb Brooks, who would later become the coach of the Penguins. So, as always, we have to have that Pittsburgh connection.
Absolutely.
In our history. The Rubik's Cube debuted.
I never successfully completed that.
I never did either. I was just going to ask you that.
Can I tell you, if they would give it to me now, I still wouldn't be able to do
it. I probably wouldn't either. I mean, yeah, I don't know how I would do it.
But as in everything, there's a system, and I've seen my young children at the time just go bing, bang, bong.
Right.
There it is. And I never could do that. But it's truly one of the most fascinating toys, a puzzle buster that they have ever created.
For sure. Also, Mount St. Helens erupts in 1980. Post-it notes hit the market for the first time. So that's pretty cool. I was just using them yesterday, so still thriving, right? John Lennon is gunned down at the age of 40. Seems like the Beatles, again, have dominated some of our trips down memory lane recently. But this news shocked the entire world.
It did.
And it has to be, you know, Rob, where were you? It has to be one of those moments.
I was watching Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And Howard Cosell said that it happened. And it was devastating.
That's one of those things you'll never forget where you were when you heard that. Inflation in 1980 was 13.5%. So, you know, we're going through it again, right?
Worse than 40 years, they've said.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So there you go.
Gas, though, cost $1.19 a gallon. So, hey, send me back to 1980. Price of a new car was $7,200, and the average income was $19,500.
Listen, I love automobiles, and I find this so fascinating. I mean, back then, that was a lot of money. But when you look back now at what you were getting for that, incredible.
They don't build them like they used to.
No.
We were just at the auto show the other weekend, so, you know.
Nice. But how was that?
It was good. We go down every year and, you know, just bop around, have fun. It's neat to see, you know, what's out there.
I still like to look at just the Fords and Chevys and cars that I grew up with. Look, when I was a kid, and I'm a whole lot older than you, if somebody got a new Chevrolet, especially a convertible or something, the whole neighborhood came over to look at it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, my uncle's son, he was a collector of classic cars. So he had a 1954 Cadillac convertible. We trace it back to Howard Hughes' estate, actually.
Really?
He had a 61, a 62, and a 72 Corvette. So he would, like, purchase them, kind of fix them up, take them to some auto shows, and then move on to the next one. So that was a very fond memory of my childhood. And then also the cost of a new house in 1980, $68,700. And, you know, I've been trying to kind of prepare myself to purchase a house, so I'm looking at the prices out there, and oh, my.
You can get a front porch for that.
just about.
But good news, the prices are starting to finally come down. I think because of the Fed has bounced back and forth so much with the interest rate. I think that you're because listen, I love my home. I love it. I love it. I could stay there forever, but I'm renting. I've been renting for 10 years, but I love my home. But, you know, you just kind of test the market here or there. And I must tell you, because I know the neighborhood, there were homes that were selling for almost 100% more than I thought.
You know, it's crazy to me, but specifically in my parents' neighborhood, I know what they purchased their house for. Two houses just went on the market, you know, almost on one's on their street and one's the street over. And I mean, almost double what my parents paid for their house. Yeah. Almost double.
But what I have said, sooner or later, it's going to come back to reality. And I'll be honest with you. If I was selling, and I had a pretty nice home for years, that home today is probably worth maybe three, okay? I would have a hard time selling it for that much. Because,
right.
Especially to a young couple who's starting out, I would rather do it realistically and give them a fighting chance. And I think now people are realizing all the, and what I call price gouging. And I know you can get what the market says, but to have peace of mind, you know truly what your house is worth. And I've often said, if you've had a home for 10 years, maybe 20% at the most of what you originally paid for it, if you have all of your equity into it. But I think it's starting to come around. So if you're thinking about it, you may be thinking about it at the right time.
Perfect. Well, that's what I've been waiting for. So.
All right. What else?
So we're going to get to this week's trivia, Rob. But before we do, I'd like to mention, you know, for those of you out there that are our listeners, you know, if you are following our Facebook page, we are now dropping hints to the trivia on Fridays. So MediConnect PGH on Facebook. If you follow that today, you can go out there. Take a look at the hint that we've dropped on Friday for today's trivia question. So this week's trivia is here. Is there anything more Pittsburgh, right, than putting fries and slaw on your sandwich, Rob?
Nothing more than Pittsburgh.
Fermani's brothers carried the steelworkers on their back through the 1980s and remain as strong as ever today. On their menu, they are proud of their number two bestseller, the Pittsburgher, which is the cheesesteak sandwich. Do you know what their top-selling item is?
I do, and I'll tell you, I won't give this out, but I'll tell you the connection when we get the answer. About one moment in time, me as a young broadcaster at an event, and I happened to get an opportunity to shake the hand of the man who was the family who actually started Permane Brothers.
Okay.
And I was there because of a friend and this top-selling item.
Oh, wow. So, Rob, can you give us that number to call in for trivia?
Yes, 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. What are we going to do when we come back?
So when we come back, we're going to actually talk a little bit about some employer benefit coverage and, you know, how that connects to Medicare. And later on in the show, we're going to share some stories of some folks that we've helped out through the open enrollment. But if you know that trivia question, you know, again, feel free to give us a call in. What is the number two bestseller for Permanis is the Pittsburgher. What is their number one bestseller?
All right. And because of them, it gave a great helping hand to this local company. All right. Look, we're going to take that break. Again, if you think you know the answer, 412-922-1020. But I have about a minute, so let me just kind of run through these seminars that are going to be coming up. If you're going to be new to Medicare in the next 12 months, not sure if you need to enroll now or not, you need to come to one of those neighborhood seminars. And coming up, they are...
So the first one, the AHN Harmer, is actually completely sold out.
Nice.
So, you know, if you take a look on our seminar tab on our website, you can find the full listing of seminars. But on March 7th at 6 p.m., we'll be on Golf Course Road in Ford City. Then also on March 14th, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn in Belle Vernon. March 15th, The Cottage, South Park. March 21st, 6 p.m., Oakdale Community Center in Oakdale, and then March 27th, 6 p.m., Baldwin Borough Library. So we hope to see you there.
MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminar tab to reserve your space or 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Lauren Uran, Rob Pratt, MediConnect, the inside connection, KDK Radio. All right, listen. If you think you know the answer to the trivia question, is there anything more Pittsburgh than putting fries and slaw on your sandwich? Permane Brothers carried the steelworkers on their backs through the 1980s and remain as strong as ever today on their menu. They are proud of their number two bestseller, the Pittsburgher, which is a cheesesteak sandwich, which is their top seller. We want you to call right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Someone's going to get a $15 gas card. All right. We also are going to remind everyone that if you want to be a part of these seminars, go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab, or call right now, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334 to reserve your space. And if you think you know the trivia question, 866-391-1020. Lauren.
Thank you so much, Rob. Well, you know, for today's segment, I'd really like to talk again to highlight some differences between employer-sponsored plans and Medicare plans. So an article came out this week that highlights many employer-sponsored plans are paying significantly more for prescription drugs than Medicare, a trend they will likely continue until 2030 due to the Inflation Reduction Act. So Victoria Bailey of the Health Payer Intelligence wrote about how many group plans are not keeping pace with covering the cost of prescription, which is important for so many in our community who work beyond the age of 65, right? So in this article titled Employer-Sponsored Health Plans Pay More for Drugs Than Medicare, she provides a long list of examples where many drugs that, you know, normally in the Medicare space range at a tier three or higher, these come in at a lower cost for Medicare beneficiaries because Medicare has a lower negotiated rate for these prescription drugs. So what does that mean, you know, for the average consumer? If you're over the age of 65 and still working and plan on continuing to do so, you can still enroll into Medicare anytime. You don't have to wait for enrollment periods or the end of the year. So why would somebody even consider this, right? Group health plans are one of two things, really. They're either really good and Medicare can't possibly compete. And you'll see, you know, recent instances on our Facebook page where we advise clients not to get onto Medicare. Or you can also save a ton of money by getting stronger coverage on the Medicare benefits. Something that a lot of group plans have is deductible. So oftentimes you're still paying more than you would on Medicare because you have to hit that deductible, whereas on the Medicare Advantage plans, a lot of them don't have a deductible. You start right into that copay stage. So even just for the common services that you're receiving, you're paying. Even for myself, you know, I'm on a ACA plan, right? And that plan, I have a deductible. And so any service that I receive up until I hit that deductible, I'm paying 100% of the service, Rob. So again, a lot of group plans do operate in that similar way, whereas Medicare doesn't. And if you pair like a deductible, again, with some of these prescription drug spends, it depends on what medications that you're on. But most Medicare plans, again, don't often have that deductible, meaning that you have coverage from the first dollar. Whereas on group plans, potentially you could be paying there. Also, another big key factor is Medicare compared to the group plans oftentimes has a much wider network. So first off, there's HMO Medicare Advantage plans. And those plans do have a network, but a lot of these companies, especially some of the national ones that we work with, you can link into their national network. So they have a traveling capability throughout the United States. Also, you have PPO plans, which is a preferred provider organization, and those give you the access to go in or out of network. So let's think back again. You know I've shared it on this show before, but, you know, my uncle, who was battling leukemia last year, he had an opportunity at a stem cell transplant, and there were three hospitals in the nation that he could go to. So in those situations, you want that larger network, right?
Right.
To be at your fingertips. Medicare Advantage plans that fall under that PPO category, again, are more travel-friendly than the types of Medicare Advantage plans we were seeing even 5 years ago.
Let me tell you how good you all are at what you do. So Sean is in here last week, and I said, I'm going to get this coupon for this prescription.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I've been on the internet. I spent all this time. I don't know where to go, how to get this done. I'm going to ask you. So Monday morning, I get a little message via Facebook with a website. Within a matter of 30 seconds, I printed out that savings card.
How much did it save you, Rob?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Like, so Sean
like,
had...
Like $700.
Sean had, you know, sent me over that, and I was taking a look as well.
So
and
you did it.
No, Sean did it. Sean did it. But he, you know, said, hey, you know, Rob was asking me about this, so we might be talking about this on Saturday. And I was like, absolutely.
I was very impressed.
It's, you know, again, they're not everything has an answer like that. I will say that for certain.
But for the average person like me, and I'm pretty tech savvy, and I do a lot of research because of what I do. I have that little bit of that OCD thing, so I get locked onto something. You get that, right?
I hear you.
I couldn't, I mean, I became obsessed by this. And my doctor's saying, well, you just do this, this, this. And I'm like, he's nice enough to help me with this. I don't want to keep going to this guy, or I don't want to come back to my pharmacist and say, look, I can't. But within a matter of one conversation in 2 days, I had the answer. I printed it out. It's in my hand. So when I go to get this prescription filled, I'm going to get that giant savings card.
And again, it's just kind of knowing what roads to negotiate. There's different resources available out there for different people. We've talked about it in the past, but there's PACE and PACENET out there for folks over 65 if your income is under a certain amount per year, which a lot of folks that are retired do qualify for that. There are the savings programs through GoodRx or Mark Cuban's website as well. So I was actually kind of looking at Mark Cuban's website, you know, just doing some research the other day.
Awesome stuff.
And I filtered it by, you know, what drugs he has that have the most savings. And we're talking thousands of dollars.
Cost plus. That's why we need to get him on this show.
Oh, that would be great.
And I told you about the email, right?
Yes.
So if I'll give you that email, send him a letter.
Sounds good to me. I'll try it.
Listen, we do have a winner. And that winner is Mary Leah Beaver. And she guessed the correct answer, which is?
Beer. Specifically Iron City Beer.
So my daughter's godfather was running Iron City Beer for years. And while he was on the job, everybody got a paycheck. And they were brewing beer in Pittsburgh. And now they're in Latrobe. But this guy was all hands-on, loved the city, connected to so many people. His father was in the business of, business world for years as well. So this family with roots in Coriopolis to Ambridge and Moon Township knew everybody and knows everyone. So I'm doing some work at the William Penn one night, actually some ring announcing and some boxing, and there was a gentleman they wanted me to meet, and it happened to be the man behind Permane Brothers. And I was so impressed, and he was like, I said, you really are a big deal. And this is before they became the phenomenon that they are now, which we have one in Beaver County. But because of a relationship with my daughter's godfather and this gentleman, Iron City Beer got to be a part of the future of Permane Brothers as they grew. So it was a partnership, neighbors helping neighbors. And after all, isn't that what Pittsburgh's all about? And you guys do every day with people from Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of my favorite things to do when I worked in the corporate space and I would have visitors from other places, maybe never been to Pittsburgh, that I had two things on my list. I had to take them to Permane's and I had to introduce them to pierogies. And it was funny because I had a group in from Seattle one time where they actually almost missed their flight because I had introduced them to pierogies the time prior and they went to find some and almost were late for their flight back to Seattle. So, again, you know, Pittsburgh speaks words and it's a great experience to share amongst our neighbors and amongst visitors as well.
Absolutely. Listen, we are going to get to a break in just a moment, but to continue on the path of what we've been discussing, all of this stuff seems complicated, but as quickly as I got that answer because of my relationship with them, you can have the same relationship. People need to understand this isn't one and done. You guys are in it for the long term.
We are absolutely. And, you know, I just this week, it was one of the stories I was going to share into the next segment, but I sat down with some of our current clients and reviewed their benefits with them. And, you know, I'll talk to how that went down into the next segment. But, you know, we're not just here to, help you choose the plan at one time. This takes revisiting. I tell my agents all the time, you know, think about it. At the end of the day, we sit down with somebody for about an hour and a half. And, you know, two hours, we're doing this appointment, putting everything together. 2-3 years later, you think they remember everything, right? I'm licensed. I have to contract with all the carriers. We talk this all day, every day. We like to come out and re-review and see if it's still fitting your needs as well as help you onto, you know, something that's going to be beneficial to you.
Well, you know what else is amazing? How you all just know the pronunciations of all these different medicines and what they're for. And like, you know, it just is mind-boggling. But I guess because you do it every day and there's continuing education, something Lance and I talk about, Sean and I talk about, Brian and I talk about, it's continuing education, right?
Continuing education, but I will give you a little tip for some of the pronunciations of the prescription drugs. Google helps as well.
See? Who doesn't love Google? All right, tell them where you're going to be as far as these seminars.
All right, so for the seminars, March 2nd, 6 p.m., we're going to be at the AHN Harmer, but that one is sold out at this time, so take a look at some of our other options if you're looking to come out to a seminar near you. March 7th, 6 p.m., Lenape Heights on Golf Course Road in Ford City. March 14th, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn in Bell Vernon. March 15th, The Cottage, South Park. March 21st, Oakdale Community Center in Oakdale. March 27th, the Baldwin Borough Library.
Okay, again, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. You can call that number between now, just before 9:30 on this Saturday morning up until noon, and book your reservation. Or the simple way, go to MediConnectInsurance.com, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the Seminars tab, and you can get it done that way as well. Lauren Uran, Rob Pratt, this is the Inside Connection on KDKA. All right, we're back, Lauren Uran. Just to kind of finish up, you know, we were talking about Mark Cuban's Cost Plus and GoodRx and how they can save you money and my experience and this and that, whatever. If you're over, you're on that Medicare, or you're about to be 65 and you're listening right now to this show, and there's one prescription cost that you're paying an exuberant amount of money for, that alone should make the reason today be is the day that you call to set up an appointment with you guys, right?
I couldn't agree more, Rob, because, again, we have the open enrollment period. So we could actually, you know, we're not in lock-in right now. We have the ability to change. And like we were talking about, there's GoodRx, there's, you know, Mark Cuban's Cost Plus.
Right.
There is PACE and PACENET and Extra Help and all these different programs through the government out there. But sometimes it's something as simple as what pharmacy are you using on the plan? Is it a preferred pharmacy? And then also, some plans formularies cover those drugs at a lower rate as well. So even if we can't find a coupon on GoodRx like we did for you, we could potentially, again, find savings from movement to another plan. And again, on top of that, we might be able to find additional benefits as well.
So I was in a wonderful little place, the Medicine Shop, yesterday. Everybody knows the legendary Medicine Shop, just a really neat brand that's been around a long time with a buddy of mine, and two incredible pharmacists were working. And they said, hey, you let us know, and if you don't, you know, we by Monday, if this doesn't come in when we get it, we'll just deliver it right to you. And I walked out, and I told my friend, I said, isn't it nice that you can still walk into a place where somebody, and he walked in, they knew his first name. I was, like, so impressed, you know. And they said, we'll deliver it to you. And so there are different options out there that a lot of people don't know about. And if they get a relationship with you, maybe going from a CVS to a Walgreens or the other way around can save you money. But more importantly, they're going to know what they're dealing with. And sadly, there's a lot of people right now, because they need that medication, they're just writing checks. And they think, well, that's the price. That's what I have to pay. There are avenues out there, but the way you find out about these avenues and what road to take, you call MediConnect.
Absolutely. And Rob, you had mentioned something too right there with your friend walking in and the pharmacist knowing their name.
It was incredible.
I mean, it's kind of like that relationship you have with a doctor. It's a trusted advisor. It's like the relationship we have with many of our clients. And sometimes maybe you don't want to leave that pharmacy, but maybe, again, there's a plan out there that works better with your medication at that specific pharmacy even. You know, the options really out there are endless. There's a lot of different avenues that we can look down for you, and we'd be happy to do so. You know, if you're in that situation where you feel like you're paying a little bit too much for a medication, give us a call right now. We have advisors standing by till noon, 888-818-6334. We'd love to speak to you and just take a look at that. Again, no obligation, no cost to talk to us ever. Just let us, you know, take a look and do some of that research on your behalf.
Listen, we've been doing this show for multiple years, and whether it's Brian or it was Joe Randazzo or it's you or Lance or Sean, one of the things that we always talk about is, well, we begin by asking you your list of medications. So it's, you guys know pretty much, you've heard these medications, blood pressure, diabetes, this, that, whatever, statin drugs. You can actually tailor that to save them money just in that category alone that they, no fault of their own, had no idea, because they thought the going rate was the going rate.
Well, and you know, I think we've talked about this in the past, and I was talking about this with Sean yesterday in the office, but you have that moment where you can get kind of complacent in your insurance. And I was like,
we've all done
it. I was talking about, you know, my cable provider. You know, the other week, my boyfriend, he wanted to watch a show. I didn't have the channel. I'm like, oh, let me see how much it is to cost it to add. I hadn't reviewed my plan in 7 years since I've lived there. Guess what? Adding 25 channels, including that one, saved me $50 a month. But, you know, when you stay into a plan, and it works the same for the Medicare plans, it's the same as your cable company. It's the same as your car insurance, right? If you're not taking a look at those things and seeing what's changed over time, these plans are always constantly changing. I know there was a carrier out there last year that downgraded 250 medications, down-tiered them on their formularies. So if you're not doing that due diligence of taking a look and seeing what's out there, and again, maybe you're on a plan where you're paying zero for your meds. I hope that's the case for you. But if you are, there might be even additional benefits that you can get there, or lower copays, you know, things like of that nature. And that's correct, Rob. We look at the list of prescriptions. We look at the list of doctors because we don't want you to lose your doctors. You have a relationship with them. And I always say, too, what are you looking to get out of retirement? Some people like to travel, right? Whereas some folks, like Sean always says, you know, aren't crossing a bridge. So where you're going to be has a big weight on it as well, where we can help get you the benefits that you're looking for.
Well, that's what they do every day. Tell them about the seminars, and we've got some other things to get to this segment. And again, their number, 888-818-6334.
So give us a call if you have questions about your coverage, as well as if you'd like to sign up for one of these seminars. So March 7th will be at 6 p.m., the Inn at Lenape Heights and Ford City. March 14th, Holiday Inn in Bell Vernon. March 15th, The Cottage, South Park. March 21st, Oakdale Community Center. And March 27th, the Baldwin Borough Library.
All right. Now, what else are we going to discuss this segment?
So, Rob, we were going to talk about some stories, you know, of some folks that we helped this OEP so far. So I wanted to talk about a few different situations. Again, you might identify with one of these out there. And if you do, give us a call. We can help you out. So the first one actually was someone that came to one of our seminars last week. The agent that was working at, you know, it was a husband and wife. And the wife came to support the husband. She's already on Medicare, already, covered. She's good to go, right? Kind of came in with, you know, some different needs. And she's sitting there watching them review everything with her husband. And she goes, you know, I think I'm missing some benefits, too. And here we come to find out that she has full medical assistance. So she has Medicare and Medicaid, which that in our industry, our lingo is we call that a dual special needs plan, DSNP. And for those folks out there, you're not going to have copays because Medicaid kind of picks up the additional cost from Medicare. But the plans that are out there available to you are just, you know, the benefits go on and on. I'm talking utility cards. I'm talking food cards. I'm talking dental, vision, hearing, first dollar coverage. And this lady was just, again, on a prescription drug plan. So she wasn't getting any of those benefits. And, you know, the agent, they set an appointment for this coming Monday, actually, to kind of review that. And she's still, you know, within the open enrollment period, still within an election period because she has medical assistance. Also, you know, I met with a couple personally the other week where, like we were talking about in the earlier segment, you know, they just had some questions about their plan. They noticed they were paying a little bit more than some of their friends, wanted to see if it was still fitting their needs. So we sat down, reviewed how the plans work. You know, we sat down and really kind of, before I even went through their benefits, talked to what we talked to in our seminar, some of the educational pieces. Once they understood that educational piece, then it kind of was like, oh yeah, this was the right choice for us. This still is where we want to be. Because, you know, the husband had some health issues and health needs. And yes, they were on a Medigap paying a little bit more than some of their friends, but that plan was covering some of the needs that he had a little bit stronger than he would have seen, you know, on that Medicare Advantage plan just for his specific scenario. But I see husbands and wives all the time, Rob, where one's on one type of plan, one's on the other. They might be with different carriers. You know, that's okay. Medicare is individualized, and that's why, you know, and I always say, too, don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable because you want to shop and you want to see what's out there. You know, another one, too, is a really good friend of mine, her grandmother, we helped. So, you know, she unfortunately had a hospital visit, which then was follow up with speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy coming to the house each once a week. So on the plan that she was on, that specialist copay was about $30 each. So every week that'd be costing her about $90 for a 6-week time frame. So we talked about it. There's some other plans out there available in the market with copays as low as $10 for a specialist and $5 for occupational therapy and physical therapy. So basically, we were able to review and choose another plan for the OEP, and we went from having her paying $90 a week for seeing those specialists down to $15.
That's great.
So again, you know, we did focus a lot on prescription drugs, but there's other services that you're utilizing, and there might be plans that cover that in a different way. I also met with a gentleman, with one of my agents who he was on a plan where, you know, he was looking at a very hefty hospital copay, inpatient hospital stay, couple $100 a day, days 1 through 6. Now, you know, we had a plan out there that had a copay per stay, in the low 200s range. And we were able to save him, you know, he has an upcoming procedure coming up where he's going to be inpatient. So we were able to save him over $1,000 just for that visit, let alone the follow-up, let alone the additional benefits that that plan had, let alone the prescription drug coverage.
How is it that these spectrums are so, like, unbalanced? You've got the high tier, the middle tier, and then the extreme low tier. The only way anybody's going to know what they're going to pay is to make an appointment with MediConnect.
Absolutely. And we do, again, you know, we'll take a look at that and see. And we can at least, again, too, prepare you for what those spends are going to be. You know, the donut hole is something we talk to at length in our seminars. And that is a very complex idea where you're moving from these different phases. You're paying different percentages as you're in different phases. But the key part to that being, sometimes when you have a drug that is throwing you in there, and maybe there isn't a coupon out there for it, the cost is going to change for that medication throughout the year, depending on what phase it's going to be. So you might go to the pharmacy and get really scared because you have this really big number, but it might be a one-time pay, and then that payment goes down. Or again, it might go up for a couple of months and then go down. So we're going to be able to kind of map that out for you and show you what that spend would be throughout the year so you can prepare.
So if I'm sitting at home right now and I'm Medicare eligible, or I'm going to be, and I got one diabetes drug or something that's just costing me, like, you know, half of my monthly income, and sadly for many people this could be a reality, can I just call today and say, hey, look, can you help me with this one drug? Can I set up an appointment and see if maybe you can save me money elsewhere? But if you're just dealing with one, and I said that earlier and I started to think about it, is that realistic? But is that realistic if I've got one drug that I'm paying hundreds of dollars a month for that I just want to see if I can change that price? I should call you guys today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Give us a call. And again, that one drug, you know, maybe the plan fits your needs, but we find something like we found for you, Rob, where there's a coupon on GoodRx. Or maybe, again, we do sit down and create that appointment and see if there's any other, you know, things that we can save you as well. Well,
another thing, and I love to watch pharmacies and pharmacists and techs work. I just think it's fascinating. I never mind being in line because you just get to hear all of these bells and whistles and prices. But the thing that always comes up that I hear them say, and this is something else you can do research for your clients as well, that the generic brands, there's a big difference in just some of the generic brands that are out there too. And you're getting the same bang for your buck, but you're not spending as much. But to find out about generic brands, you either need your pharmacist to be engaged with you or you need MediConnect.
There's been so many times, Rob, where I've sat down with an individual and they're on this medication. I look it up and I'm like, ooh. And, you know, we see there's generics available. And I'll ask them, hey, you know, have you tried any of these generics? And I get one of two answers. Either the answer is yes, and maybe I was allergic, right, and I have to be on that brand name. Or the answer is no, I didn't even know they were out there. And I'm like, you need to talk to your doctor, because I'm not a doctor, unfortunately. Right. But and see if you can try that generic. It can save you a ton of money. And the other thing is, if you're on multiple prescriptions, Rob, and you have that one that's costing you more, when you go in and out of those phases and you fall into the donut hole, you're going to be paying a higher price for all of your drugs, not just one. So if one's putting you there, now you're paying a heightened amount for everything, versus if we can tweak that one drug and save you there, we're actually going to save you on all your others too.
Listen, I got to tell you, I was at a CVS not too long ago. I wanted to go out and buy pizza for everybody. This incredible crew was working so diligently, and there were cars wrapped around the building, people standing four or five deep. And a lot of this has to do with, because COVID testing is still out there. So these poor pharmacists and techs, they don't sit down. They get, in fact, now if you look at some of the big, wonderful places like the Walgreens and the CVSs and the Rite Aids, they will post, our pharmacist is on lunch at 1 to 1:30, because they are being overwhelmed. So this is why your services are giving people an opportunity to get answers. And then when they go, they know the pharmacist, it's seamless. It makes it easy on everybody.
We can cut down some of that time that you spend at the pharmacy, some of that confusion. And you made me kind of think back to, it was during the height of COVID. I was at my Rite Aid, you know, waiting on a prescription.
How do these people do it?
Well, I was, and you know, I was talking to a few people in line because I think I had a shirt on, you know, it was during AEP. I was, you know, people were started asking me some questions in the line, and I actually helped like two people find savings while we were in line.
That's what you do.
I was like, these pharmacists probably hate me, but you know, no. It was a great thing for everybody.
Well, I got to believe. And my buddy Joe, who's down there in Monaca, Joe's one of the best, who's the pharmacist. He and Donna down there at CVS. Look, I see how they work. Mm-hmm. And I actually purposely sometimes go in to pick up something just so I can see. it's amazing how they have such laser focus and they're able to do what they do. And they do ask questions. But to have your resource just a toll-free number away, it is a great resource. All right. Again, the number, very simple. It is 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Back with more in a moment. All right, we got one more segment. So we're going to get to that final segment. But before we do, you got to go out and meet them. They're coming to a neighborhood near you. And before she tells you the list, let me remind you, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab or 888-818-6334. And if you're worried about coverage, whatever it may be, and if you're sitting at home on this Saturday morning, call that number. They're there till noon. Set up an appointment. Never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. Lauren Yoran.
That's right. Give us a call. Set up an appointment. Come view a seminar. You can register for the seminars via our website on the seminars tab, or you can give us a call today and we'll help you register as well. So March 7th, we'll be at the Inn at Lenape Heights in Ford City. March 14th, Holiday Inn in Belle Vernon. March 15th, the Cottage South Park. March 21st, we'll be at the Oakdale Community Center in Oakdale. And March 27th, we'll be at the Baldwin Borough Library. Again, all starting at 6 p.m., convenient for those of you who may still be working, right? You can get there after work. Or again, if you have Medicare and you have some questions, feel free to stop on down and say hello and let us see if we can assist you.
All right, what else? Final few minutes. Go ahead.
So final few minutes. A couple things I wanted to talk about, Rob. You know, I know I have mentioned earlier, but if you're a listener or if this is your first time, if you're a returning listener with us, we are dropping hints for our trivia on Fridays on Facebook. So check out MediConnect PGH on Facebook. One of the other things that we're actually really excited about is we're going to be launching this week our Medicare in a Minute series. Sean's talked to you about the Medicare in a Minute.
Really exciting stuff.
So I'm really excited. I did the voiceover. So if you're enjoying my voice on the radio today, you can take a look and take a listen. But those will be dropping this week. And what we really tried to do, again, we host these seminars. We sit down with our clients. We sit down with new clients. This information can be extremely, first off, overwhelming, but second, can apply to different people in different ways. So what we've tried to do is take bite-sized pieces of how Medicare works and play those in one-minute video segments for you. Because, again, when you're sitting down doing that research, and, Rob, you were talking about researching your drug, right, to go to the pharmacy.
Right.
And you got a little OCD about it, and you're trying to find all this information. But that information can be overwhelming. So, again, if you check out our Facebook, if you check out our website, we're going to be having them up on YouTube as well. There'll be bite-sized, digestible pieces to help explain Medicare, whether, you know, this is your first time interacting with Medicare, or maybe you're already on a Medicare and you have a question about how something works and you don't quite remember, you can check out that series. So we're really excited for the launch of that. So again, today, you know, we spent some time on prescription drugs, some time on some member stories, and focused in on, again, some of the pros and cons about how the group world is covering prescription drugs and where that might really be a benefit to check out Medicare. Again, if you're currently working and you have that group coverage, you can give us a call and we can take a look at what you're getting from your benefits and see how Medicare compares and how it compares, again, specifically for you, because everybody's going to be a little bit different.
You know, the thing that people need to understand, it's okay to be different. You know, if you're saying, well, my neighbor does this or my neighbor does that or my family or my brother or my sister or my spouse, bottom line is, there's a reason why you're different, because there's so many plans out there, so many opportunities. This isn't cookie cutter stuff. What they do, they give you the plan that's right for you. And I got to tell you, if you got a calculator every week and started to add the money that you save for people, you'd probably have to put new batteries in it.
That would be pretty neat to see, actually.
I mean, just go from a Monday to a Friday. Okay, $50 plus, $100 plus. I guarantee you, if you do this and come back to me within 2 weeks and you'll say, Rob, remember that thing we were talking about? It'll be thousands of dollars in a week's time.
I'm sure it would be. Again, with, you know, all the agents that we have and everybody that we're helping, it would probably be nice.
But here's the other thing about you guys. Even if it's $10, you go after it.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, as a senior citizen, that's a quarter of a tank of gas.
That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, especially you've retired, you're on a fixed income, right? You might have savings. Do you really want to dig into your savings to pay for prescription drugs, right?
No.
I don't think so. Do you really want to dig into those savings to pay for your services? You know, you've worked, you've earned your Medicare. Medicare is given out from work quarters, right? So you've earned this, you paid into it your entire career. Let's make it work for you.
Just to give you an idea how the audience listens. So I've been saying a lot of late, I'm out at these different healthcare facilities and I love them all. UPMC, Allegheny Health Network, Heritage Valley, where I'm from, these amazing people that are out there every day. I was at Pacifint yesterday out there on Babcock Boulevard. Love what they do. But somebody said to me, you always say, well, you're noticed that people who have Medicare get savings, this and that, whatever. And this person did a double take and looked at me and said, yeah, that's right, if you have the right plan. And I went,
so
even
true.
On Medicare, you have to have the right plan.
I mean, Rob, there's over 60 plans available from a Medicare Advantage standpoint in Allegheny County alone. We've talked to that a little bit. But again, this is a huge Medicare eligible county in the United States. So there's a lot of people that want to be a part of that sandbox, a lot of carriers. And that does up competition. But also there's some plans out there that might have some hidden costs in there. And we don't want to see you fall into that sand trap.
A bucket list. You know what I want to do? You know everybody has the favorite pizza place or burger place?
Yes.
I love hospital food. And I know I may be the only one.
I've heard that from a lot of people, actually.
I want to do which healthcare provider has the best hospital food. Have like a big, you know, function on a stage somewhere with their specialty, whatever it is. And we'll have just random people, the best hospital food in Pittsburgh. And you know what people are going to be surprised? It's pretty good food. It's really good
food. If you need help judging that, please feel
free
to give me a call.
You're in. And we could have MediConnect there, too.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
I'd love it. All right. I'm telling you, I like hospital food.
I've heard that from tons of people. You know, I'm lucky that I hadn't been in hospitals too many times. But, you know, I had a few emergency room for other people, other loved ones.
Just be prepared. If I come to visit you, you know what you're going to hear. Other than, are you doing okay? Are you going to eat the rest of that?
I'm fine with that.
Thank you, Lauren. Good stuff. They are there right now. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com.
Planning a wedding is intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Design your dream suit at Indochino.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, code PODCAST.